Unfortunately, like, unless something is done about the political situation here in the United States and in Israel, I worry that there's not really a path forward that doesn't involve nuclear weapons. I don't really know how you resolve this otherwise. The people of Israel, textually on the books, I can't say the people, I guess, maybe a lot of them, but the government of Israel has the Samson option as their nuclear doctrine. I don't really know what you're supposed to do in that environment. Like, these people are insane, man. This was Caleb Maupin, Russian state asset, but in this situation, completely correct, questioning the Department of State under Biden. Borger.
An exchange between Jeffrey Leeds and former Secretary of State Colin Powell, in which he acknowledges that Israel has, quote, has, he says, 200 nuclear weapons. And the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty has not been signed by Israel. Under U.S. law, the United States should cut off support to Israel because it's a nuclear power that has not signed the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, according to Colin Powell. Correct?
Shouldn't you ask Colin Powell that? I'm not going to speak to this particular traffic, and I'm certainly
So you're
not going
saying
to
Israel doesn't
discuss.
have nuclear weapons?
I'm certainly not going to discuss matters of intelligence from the podium, and I'm not.
Remember, Israel is not legally allowed to have nuclear weapons, even though everybody knows they do, and also that they stole some of them. The United States pretends that they don't, because if they did, they would be violating the law, and we wouldn't legally be allowed to give them weapons. This is the same attitude the Biden administration took when they ignored the law that prevents us from supplying weapons to countries that have been found to be violating international law by just pretending that they didn't violate international law.
No, I have no comment on that.
Okay, well, the email says the boys in Tehran know Israel has 200, all we targeted on Tehran, and we have thousands. I mean, that seems to indicate that there's a knowledge of an Israeli nuclear program, which would make U.S. aid to Israel illegal.
I think I've answered your question.
Okay, well, let me ask, is that, am I, do I have the correct understanding of U.S. law that we're not allowed to support a nuclear power that has not signed the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty?
Look, we obviously support the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. I'm not a legal expert on all the tenets of it, and I'm certainly not going to speak about the details that you've revealed here in this email traffic. That would be inappropriate for me to discuss one way or the other. I'm not going to do it.
There are sanctions imposed on North Korea in response to their nuclear proliferation. There were sanctions put on Iran in response to allegations of nuclear proliferation. And now we have this email from Colin Powell saying that Israel has 200 nuclear weapons. Why is Israel not facing any consequence for this?
That's a very colorful way of getting back to the same question you just asked me.
Keep in mind, this was Biden's guy. Just remember, it's not just the Republicans. How old is this video? This is post October 7th. This is I don't know, about 2 years old.
But I'm going to refer you back to the transcript when you see it this afternoon to what I said before to your question. Saeed?
You're familiar with this email, right?
I'm not.
Oh.
I have not seen it. I can't speak to the email and.
This looks like it's from the Bush years. That's mostly because of Kirby's hair.
And frankly, even if I'd seen it, sir, I wouldn't engage in that kind of a discussion from the podium.
Incredible stuff, really.
Israel's nuclear weapons were created, of course, with nuclear material stolen from the United States, from a nuclear plant in Pennsylvania, as I know you know. I'm opposed to all of it. I don't like nuclear weapons. It's mass murder, as far as I'm concerned. So, no, I don't want Iran to have a bomb, obviously. The question is, what are the potential costs? And you have to factor that into any decision.
I feel like the Legolas and Gimli meme looking at the mop in this clip. Yeah, it's crazy. Like, Israel is so evil that almost every other group of bad people are aligned correctly against it. It's remarkable. Like, it's unifying. Like, Tucker Carlson is like has said openly Nazi shit. He has also, in this interview with Huckabee, done the best interview of a Zionist politician ever conducted by a high-profile journalist, at least in the mainstream in recent years. Like, over the past, since October 7th, I have not seen any interview where a high-profile interviewer conducted this committed and investigative of an interview with a Zionist or Zionist policy or anything of that sort. Nothing of this consequence, right? Mehdi Hasan? The problem with Mehdi Hasan is that they don't let him get near the big boys. Huckabee wouldn't do an interview with Mehdi Hasan. That's what I mean. Like, Mehdi Hasan could, and that's why he doesn't get to. That's why they kicked him off MSNBC. The only Tucker Carlson, by the way, we'll look at this afterwards. Mike Huckabee has tweeted like 50,000 times cope following the fallout from this interview, which has been pretty significant, you know? They don't let Mehdi Hasan get near people like this because they know what would happen. Tucker Carlson was able to because Huckabee made a mistake, you know? Huckabee, like many Republican politicians, or I guess politicians in general, is old, stupid, complacent, doesn't do his own research, and just lets the people around him tell him what to do because they're all dogs of the establishment. So presumably Huckabee had some guy around him who was like, yeah, whatever, it's Tucker Carlson. He worked on Fox News. Who cares?
What are the costs if they were to get a nuclear bomb? They've said for 47 years, death to America.
Well, I don't think
they target us.
I don't think Israel's...
They've targeted President Trump specifically.
Yeah, I mean,
they've hired a person to assassinate him.
Iran, BBC, and Hamas not defending him.
Good.
All I'm
saying, we're in agreement on that.
Maximalist
hatred. Our country is not thriving, and we're spending, you know, tens and tens and tens of billions of dollars over time.
Yeah, Huckabee didn't even deny the nuclear allegations.
I wish we never had war. Why do we have war?
We're about to have one with Iran, it looks like. How many Americans do you think will die in that war?
I hope none. None died last year when we participated in the 12-day war. Not one.
My sense
you said 20,000 would die, and they didn't.
I said could, and they could have. And,
but
they could die now, and that's a real risk.
How many boots on the ground do you think the U.S. has supplied for Israel over the course of its life? How many times have we put soldiers on the ground for Israel?
Well, we had the Iraq War, which was for Israel.
No, I think it wasn't for Israel.
How was it for us?
Well, because it was a retribution against 9/11. Now, was it the best idea?
Was Iraq involved in 9/11?
Our government thought so.
Why are 9/11...
God help us, yeah. Huckabee has been tweeting nonstop. Laura Loomer was complaining about it. I can only guess why. Thank you, Laura Loomer, for the kind words. This is all Huckabee over the past couple of days, by the way. Just nonstop dealing with the fallout. Oh, hey, I remember this. Non-stop dealing, you're posting straight through it, man. Like, seriously, over 100, if you count replies too, holy shit. What? The guy scoring goal for first USA gold medal in hockey since 1980 is a Jew? Oh my, I'm sure the Jew haters will say Mossad was behind it. Extremely normal thing to say when US wins gold in hockey. Very, very normal. Definitely not, like, continuing to post through it. Go team, yeah, yeah. The numbers don't lie, but Tucker did. Tucker's two interviews, A Tale of Two Styles, Fares Abraham versus Mike Huckabee, average words per guest turn before Tucker cut in. This is some serious Mossad research here. Tucker's interjection with Fares with Huckabee. These remind me of like the debate breakdowns that Destiny would ask his community to do after having an 8-hour argument with somebody that was 90% like, no, wait, no, what you mean with it? And then like, but afterwards both sides were fuming over accusations from the other that they were being bad faith. Data and analysis conducted via cloud AI. Nice. I didn't even see that. Phenomenal. AI, a very Israeli thing, you know, a very Israeli technology. Mike Huckabee promoting the ideological, you know, product of the nation that he apparently represents. Thought he was supposed to represent America, but you know, whatever. I thought ambassadors from America were meant to represent America. It kind of seems like the other way around is what's happening here. That's very interesting. Makes you wonder. Jesus Christ.